Well, it's day 26. We've made it. I'm impressed. Hey, you're one of the few who do. If you're listening to my voice right now, I have got to tell you, I have to compliment you. Think about it. How many people do you think there are in this world who really want to change their life, who say they want to at least, but never do anything about it? What percentage of people say they want to do something and they make an investment in a program but never listen to it? People don't want to have effort. They want rewards, but they don't want to take a lot of action. Well, the bottom line is you and I both know that that's not how life works. You don't get success without an investment. There's no free lunch. And for you, you've really gone for it. Now, the challenge doesn't end here. The purpose of today's tape is only to do one primary thing. That is to challenge you to make sure that this is not the end, but the beginning. You know, there are several life paths that you can head down. There's the path of the person who's what I call the dabbler. The dabbler path isn't your style, or you wouldn't have made it to day 26. The dabbler goes and does something just in the beginning when it feels really good. You know, when it's brand new and they go out there and they crank like crazy. You know, let's say they're learning a new sport. They go out to play tennis and boy, it's so much fun to knock that ball back and forth. But the problem with the dabbler is they eventually hit a plateau. You know the place, don't you? It comes on in anything. Listening to these tapes, it probably happened around day 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, somewhere in that range. If you're out and learning how to play tennis, it happens after about 2 weeks, where all of a sudden, you know, you're working just as hard, but you're not getting quite as much from it in the short term. You know, it's like you keep hitting the ball, it doesn't seem to be making that big of an improvement anymore. I mean, when you're brand new, anything looks like an improvement. And so what happens for a dabbler is they get bored, they get tired, they give up, and they quit. And what do? They go start another game. These people come to the end of their life, and they're the living example of the phrase, I wish I woulda or I shoulda. The second life path is what I call the stressor. The stressor is a person who goes out there and boy, they're gonna make things work. They're gonna make it happen no matter what. And they just push and push and push and push and push. And you know what? They crank things up and they succeed. They get out there and hit the ball as hard as they can on the tennis court. You know, they were here there every day. They probably listened to these tapes more than once a day, probably 5 or 6 times because they wanted to get it right. But they also hit a plateau. And when they hit the plateau, what they do is they just keep pushing and pushing and pushing and usually they burn themselves out. That's not the way to make it happen either. The way to succeed long-term is a path known as mastery. And the master is someone who understands the way to have ultimate lifelong success is to practice fundamentals every single day. The master never gets bored. The master says, let me practice what I know until I perfect it, and even then it can be improved. That person goes out and they work very hard and they have that same acceleration where things are going really great in the first couple weeks, but when they hit the plateau, instead of quitting or getting stressed, they just continue to look for the answers and how to move to the next level. Because with mastery comes a certain level of patience. No less urgency, but a sense of patience that says, if I have to make an adjustment and take a half step back in order to get 10 steps forward, I will do it in a heartbeat. That's what mastery is about, and that's the path I challenge you to take. Daily, consistent action towards your life's purpose. How do you change your life? Well, the lessons are in these tapes. You have more than enough technology now to make the changes in your emotions and your behaviors. The key is, what are you going to do with it now? You know, most tape programs have 4, 5, or 6 tapes on them, and you just listen to those same tapes over and over and over and over again to embed them. We went for a different approach here, but it doesn't mean you certainly can't go back and review them. Remember, repetition is the mother of skill. This program has been designed for you as a lifelong system for personal success. Something you could go back through at any time that you want. Or you can just pick up one little tape area, like maybe on finances, for example, or maybe on managing your state, so that you can get a quick review and get yourself right back up to speed where you're really using the tools that can help you shape your life the way you want it. So let me give you the short-term challenge first. I'm going to ask you for the next 4 days to follow up in the following way. 1, I realize you're a human being. And so there are probably exercises along the way that for whatever reasons you skip through them. I'm going to ask you to review your tapes now, review your success journal, and see if there are any exercises you didn't do, or maybe you didn't do as thoroughly as you could. I'd like to ask you to, 1, go back and do those. Give yourself that benefit. 2, if you haven't already listened to the special gift tape on the 6 human needs, make sure you do that. In fact, even if you've listened to it before, in the next 4 days, I'd listen to it again, because this is about life fulfillment. And that's the only reason you really got this program. You may think you got it so you could create changes or you got it so that you can achieve major goals. But if you make changes and you achieve goals and you're not fulfilled, you don't feel happy, you're not thrilled with your life and how you feel about it, then it's worthless. So please go back and review that tape if you haven't already or review it again. Plus, also make sure in the next 4 days you listen to the Power Talk interviews. This again will give you an introduction to what you're about to go into if you've already ordered Power Talk, or maybe it'll make you want to do it. Because I don't want to end this relationship now. I hope you want to continue. And I want to share with you the newest technology I have. Plus, I'll bring you the best teachers in the world because I don't have all the answers. So this tape will give you some introduction, but I think you'll find it really valuable. And again, I hope it makes you decide to do the next step. Step three, make sure you do something today to continue your momentum. Take some kind of action today. Make a phone call, commit to a friend, sign up for a class. I don't care if it's my class or somebody else's, something to continue this process because listen, you're only happy in life if you keep growing and contributing. Doesn't matter what you achieve, you gotta grow. And you can't like go to the gym just for 30 days and say, okay, now I'm healthy for life. You gotta re-enter the gym. And we've been in the gym together here on audio tape, and we've taken advantage maybe of your driving time or some of your passive time, but you've still been in the emotional, psychological, life gym. You wanna return to that. The way to be successful in life is to commit to lifelong learning, a life of constant and never-ending improvement. That's where the joy is. So again, you can do that by today. Call me and sign up for Power Talk, or go do something else. I don't care what it is, but do something. Maybe come and see me live at a seminar. Come work on your life's purpose. Come find out what's making you tick, a date with destiny. Or go to somebody's program. Sign up at your local college, community college. Go read a new book. Commit to do something so this is not the end. Does that make sense? You can't let it be the end. Let it be the beginning of a life where you commit to mastery. That's what will give you the next level of success in your life. That's what will give you lifelong enjoyment and fulfillment. Four, the fourth challenge I want to give you is simple but important. Today, as soon as this tape is done, I want you to review your goals from the goal setting workshop. And I'd like you, if you would, to pick out four specific goals that you are absolutely committed to achieving in the next year. Four, your top four goals. Once you've written down those four goals, I want you in your success journal to write down at least a paragraph as to why you absolutely are committed to achieving those goals. Remember what we talked about earlier. Reasons come first, answers come second. In other words, if you can get a big enough why, you can figure out how to achieve your goals. But that's the second key. Why will you absolutely achieve these goals? And make it a must. Make it something that'll really drive you. Part of how you can do that, of course, is to write down also what will you miss out on if you don't achieve these goals. But really sell yourself. And then your challenge is to develop a plan under each one of these goals as to how you're going to go about achieving them. And the minimum that plan must have is something that you can do in the next 4 days to start achieving those goals. I don't care how big the goal is. There's something you can do tomorrow. Maybe it's a phone call. Maybe it's a phone call to get some information about how to do something. Maybe for you, it's going to the library and doing some research. Maybe it's making the commitment to some people around you that you're no longer going to do something and setting yourself up so there's no way you can turn back. I don't know what it is, but I want you to make sure that you immediately develop a plan. And the minimum, again, is you've got to have the first step that you can do right away, something in the next 4 days before these 30 days are complete. Would you be willing to go for it? I hope so. In fact, I know you will. If you've gone through this many days, you got too much invested not to go for it, don't you? So go for it and make sure you do that. And the fifth short-term challenge is this. Make certain that for at least the next 10 days, you continue to do your morning questions. In other words, each morning when you wake up, you want to ask yourself 3, 4, 5 questions that really put you in a powerful and positive state of mind. Make sure you do that so that it becomes a habit, so that pretty soon when you wake up, your brain begins to ask yourself, what am I happy about in my life, or what could I be happy about? What am I excited about? What am I proud of in my life right now? What am I grateful for? Who do I love and who loves me? If those kinds of questions are being asked continuously, you're going to get some wonderful answers that will make you feel phenomenal, and everything that happens in your life will be filtered through those emotions and states.